Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to spot the brain cell. It's time for Are You Dumber Than Duckworth?
All right, time is 8 minutes after seven. I really look forward to this segment.
Oh,
I do like a nice quiz.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Over to you, quiz mistress.
Okay, it's Dumber Than Duckworth, and this morning we should have Johnny on the line. Morning, Johnny.
Morning, how are you guys?
Yeah, we're good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thank you. I'm confident.
Oh, good man, Johnny.
Johnny, Rob, Johnny, you guys meet each other.
G'day, mate. You're going to score a couple of DVDs here.
I hope so. How are you feeling?
Okay.
Johnny, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from the UK. I came over here about 2 years ago. As you'll find out, I'm a bit of a Bon Jovi fan. Let's just hope I win the DVDs.
Now, Johnny, we understand that you are down to the top 50 male bachelors in Viva magazine. Tell us about this.
Ooh. Wonder why.
I don't know who told you that.
Oh, really?
No, who told you that?
You got the wrong mate.
It's you must have got that wrong information from somewhere.
Okay.
But are you generally good looking?
No, I've got a face for radio.
He's generally good looking. Right, let's get into the competition then. First question on insects for you, Johnny, randomly. The questions are getting a little bit harder. How many legs do butterflies have?
How many legs do butterflies have? Yeah. I want to say four.
Now it's six.
Six.
Of course.
Rob, your question on insects.
Yep.
What creature possesses the most acute sense of smell in nature?
Acute sense of smell in the bee?
No, it's the moth.
The moth?
Yeah.
The moth. Who would have thought that?
Right, Johnny, your question on geography. What country... Yeah, it's all right, it's fine. What country is known as the country of coppers?
Country of copper?
Coppers, yeah. Coppers. What country is known as the countries of copper? Country of coppers.
I want to say Australia.
No. It's Zambia.
Oh,
it could take all morning, didn't it?
Yeah. So, Rob, your geography question. In what year did the Channel Tunnel open?
The Channel Tunnel. You mean the channel? The Channel Tunnel opened in 1994.
Yes!
No!
Are you kidding me?
How did that happen?
Oh, I have no idea where I plucked that from.
Yeah, I don't know if you've got Google up there at all.
No, I don't have it.
He does not even know how to type that.
No.
Okay, now, Johnny, final question for you on your specialist subject, which is Bon Jovi, okay?
Oh, come on, hit me.
One of Bon Jovi's biggest hit records is Bed of Roses. The song was written in a hotel room in which city? Where did they write Bed of Roses?
That is tough. I'm a fan. I'm going to just go with New Jersey.
It's not. It's Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Oh, that's bad.
All right. Oh. Do you know, you're a big boy. Have you ever met John Bon Jovi?
I have done, yeah.
Yeah, I had breakfast with him. I had breakfast with him in Canada once. Where did you meet him?
I met him on stage in London, and I high-fived him.
You high-fived him?
Yeah. Nice. It was the best moment of my life.
Okay, and sorry, go on.
No, don't worry, it's boring.
Okay, and Rob, finally, your special subject, 80s music.
Yep.
What year did Bucks Fizz win the Eurovision Song Contest?
1997.
No.
1982.
No.
I got no idea.
81.
Right. Oh, right, okay.
Rob, you won, and Johnny, unfortunately, you've lost, but don't worry, we'll give you the DVDs anyway.
Hey, you know what? I think he is actually good-looking, because he's not really intelligent, is he?
Oh, Rakesh!
Oh my God!
I know.
Don't worry. I mean, I'm trying to put it off for you.
Well done, Johnny. Don't forget, if you would like to play, SMS dumb and your name to 5180 now.
Johnny, you have a fantastic weekend, buddy, and thank you once again for playing today.
Well played.
Thank you. Bye. All right.